And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, hi again. Hope all you folks out in the Bay Area are settling back and enjoying the show tonight.
You folks down around the Cape, so it'd be a good cool night to just kind of sit back and listen.
And all you folks up around Hollywood, Florida, and Green Bay, too, Wisconsin, are sitting back enjoying the Bob and Ray show at this moment.
All you people over there on the Gulf, we're here to entertain you for a few minutes.
All you folks sitting over there on the sofa, get up and get over here where you belong and sit in the chairs like the rest of the members of the studio audience.
Here's our mail, Bob and Ray.
Where?
Here's your mail, Bob and Ray.
I saw him through the window before you.
Coming, Well, what's in the mail today?
Here's a letter that says what happened to Wally Ballew reporting the February 8th parade yesterday up in New Hampshire. I had trouble hearing him.
Well, what happened, we don't want to belabor the subject, but Artie Skirmerhorn was just, well, maybe 3 feet away from him, broadcasting for another network.
You think in a town that size, well, it's not a big town, but you think he would have been able to get another vantage point that wouldn't be picked up on my microphone.
Well, it's not a one-horse, knocking village either, Wally.
I know that.
So,
plenty of room there for another
network.
Network.
If it
is the fiddly quality network.
Don't say that anymore.
Well, anyway,
we heard a big commercial for Leo's Ice Cream.
Yes, I thought he did that very well.
Well, it came on our microphone, too. And
oh, you heard it, too?
Oh, right? Of course. And as a result, we discovered that Artie Skirmerhorn is not only a terrific reporter, but a one whale of a salesman.
So we've hired him back, Wally, and he'll be working with you instead of against you on future public events.
That comes as good news.
Well, that certainly does relieve my mind a bit.
And Wally, I think it wouldn't hurt you or your career to practice a little selling.
Uh-huh.
To develop one of those salesman personalities. You know, any jokes or anything like that?
Well, I can't think of any offhand, but I can look some up.
Any humor or anything like that would help a salesman. Are you hail fellow, well met?
Yes, and I make a good impression. I keep my shoes shined.
But you're a 3 day with the same shirt man, Wally, and I never before wanted to talk
doesn't
about it.
Doesn't go in selling.
But if you're going to start calling on some of these fastidious time buyers, then you'd better sharpen up, buddy.
Well, okay. You want me to sell them?
If you could.
Sponsors.
It would help, because Artie,
he's doing it.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Artie's working for us on a remote today, I think, isn't he?
I think he is right now, as a matter of fact. We got him right out on an assignment to City Hall, talking to a lucky youngster down there. You may have read about this, you folks in this Bay Area. So if you're down there, Artie, come in, please.
Seated behind the mayor's desk here at City Hall is a youngster from Stephen Weems High School. His name is Edward Cruz, and his prize-winning composition on civic pride has won him the title of mayor for a day down here. It's all pretty exciting, isn't it, Ed?
Well, so far, not too much has happened. Just a lot of handshakes from these people around here.
Well, as far as you're concerned, Ed, the title of mayor is an honorary one.
Honorary my foot. I didn't break my back for 6 months on that composition just so I could sit behind this desk. I'm looking for a little action here.
Oh, now, Ed, that's all very commendable, but you don't have the maturity, the know-how to run this big, huge office.
Hello, Captain? The newspapers call me again. They want action on Culver. Look, Captain, I don't care if you have to put 3,000 men on the case. I want Culver in the DA's office no later than 3 this afternoon. Now move.
Mr. Mayor, the governor's here to see you.
Take it easy, Irene, and send him in.
You want me to leave?
No, Ed? Sit right over there. We have nothing to hide.
Ed, we're in trouble. Real trouble. Lonergan called.
Al, sit down and take it easy. Drink, Al.
Look, Ed, I don't think you understand. Say, who's that guy sitting over there?
Oh, he's a reporter.
A reporter, Ed, are you crazy? Why, if word got out,
I'm... Al!
This guy got the story.
Now, listen to me and listen good. We've got nothing to hide, have we?
but,
Now, listen to me. Lonergan can't touch you. I sent Woody to the State House this morning to get the records.
Ed, I don't like this. It's not the way to do it at all.
Al, baby, play ball with me on this. We can come out of it hurting if you don't.
All right, Ed, but I'd hate to be the one to tell Joe Denker about it.
Well, we knew someone had to suffer, Al. Denker had to go. It was the only way we could...
Mr. Mayor, it's Joe Denker. He's out here and...
Al, Denker mustn't see you here. Take the back door.
Be careful with him, Ed.
I'll call you later.
Mr. Mayor, I couldn't stop him. He's on his way in.
It'll be all right, Irene.
Well, who's that big man himself?
Sit down, Joe, and let's talk this over.
Who's the guy sitting over there in the corner?
He's a reporter, Joe.
Reporter? Well, well. Say, Mr. Reporter, how would you like to hear a story, a sad one?
Joe, go home and get some rest.
Story.
You look tired.
Hear that, Mr. Reporter? Mr. Mayor wants me to go home and get the rest.
Joe, this isn't the place.
The rest, he said. Now, that's what I call funny, Mr. Reporter. You know why it's funny? Because Mr. Mayor and his boys just sock to it that I'll be getting all the rest I need, didn't you, Mr. Mayor?
Joe, I know you're unhappy.
Unhappy?
But...
You're crazy, Mr. Mayor. I'm glad to be leaving. It's the biggest break of my life to be able to get out of this black political ocean that covers and pollutes until a man loses his self-respect and they all go under. Unhappy, you say. Do you know what my heart's going to be singing from today? Happy days are here again. Ed, I didn't expect this. Not with you. Why do you do it?
It's the system that's rotten, Joe, not me.
And this is Artie Skirmahorn sending you back to the studio.
Great reporting, Arthur Skirmahorn, and a notable contribution on your first day back with the Robin Ray staff.
Last time you had a good scoop like that.
Boy, hey, that was heartrending and dramatic.
Well, we'll read about Mr. Denker, I'm sure. He's going up for a long rest, as he says.
Yeah. I got to talk to Artie about that.
Yep.
Well, it'll be good to be working with him again.
Right now, it's time for that infrequent feature we like to call Parade of Professions.
Actually, we're not wild about calling it that, but I guess it'll have to do.
Well, tonight, Mr. Barney Sissel, a man with an unusual occupation, which is, of course...
I'm a census taker for the government.
Is that a laconic... accent?
I'm being laconic.
Well, the big census comes just every 10 years. What do you do the rest of the time?
Sponge off the folks.
Anything you'd like to say about the census coming up?
Like what?
Well, I understand we should fill out the pre-census form the government's going to mail us next month. And the more complete, of course, the better.
Right.
They say it'll help when you and your fellow census takers come calling to have that stuff there.
Check.
Many thanks, then, for dropping by tonight, Mr. Sissel, with your timely reminder.
Don't mention it.
And good night to you.
Huh?
I say good night.
Oh, okay. Good night.
Hey, you know that guy really runs off at the mouth, doesn't he?
Yeah. I thought we'd have to
give him the hook.
But we didn't have to.
Just think of it. Another census year. And now, as a sustaining feature on the Bob and Ray Show... we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled, The Washer Doesn't Wash, The Dryer Doesn't Dry, The Vacuum Cleaner Doesn't Vacuum Clean, and The Humidifier Is Dehumidified, is taken from Book VII, Chapter X, Page 1, 112 and 13. It's mid-morning as we look in on the family now, and we find Father standing over by the washing machine.
Yes. Were you planning to use the washing machine today, Fanny?
Well, yes. I had this clothing I thought I'd like to wash.
Yes. Well, it doesn't seem to be working, does it?
No. And the dryer, you know, went out on me yesterday.
Yes, I saw the twins, Hanky and Packy, playing with that yesterday.
Well, I don't know as they would have anything to do with this.
Yes.
We've had this trouble before, right after the what do they call it? The guarantee ran out.
Yes, yes. Seems as though these things began to go bad the day after it ran out.
Well, let's say it's just our luck.
Tell me, the vacuum cleaner doesn't vacuum?
No, it seems to really blow out a lot of stuff.
Yes.
It doesn't take up.
see.
It seems like it's going the wrong way.
Here, let's see if I can do any fixing here.
Be careful now. Just here. Watch what you're doing, because that's electricity.
Whoa! Pull the plug out, Sandy.
Poor help.
I bet that hurt a little.
Yes, it stings quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a short circuit there. There's no doubt about
Why
that.
Why don't we call a repairman rather than risk you turning blue and doing other things?
Well, it would be a little bit safer. Not wise to fool around with electrical appliances.
And do you think Hanky and Panky possibly would have been playing here with the dehumidifier?
Yeah, I saw them playing with it. I think maybe that's why that's not working, too.
You know, my mixer's on the bling.
Yeah, and I see the electric can opener is going to break right away, too.
Well, does it look like it's about to go?
Yes.
Well, my word.
Yeah.
You know that knife sharpener?
Yes. Yeah.
One of the grinding wheels flew off, and it hit Mr. Taylor, the mailman.
Mr. Taylor, the mailman, was hit by the grinding wheel?
One of the grinding wheels hit him amidships. Took the wind out of him.
I should imagine.
Nail all over the street.
Well, we better get someone to fix this, because the house won't run when the washer doesn't wash, the dryer doesn't dry, the vacuum doesn't vacuum, and the dehumidifier doesn't dehumidify.
But humidifies.
Yeah.
You have been listening to One Fella's Family, brought to you as a sustaining feature. Today's episode, with the title much too long to repeat again, taken from Book VII,
too long indeed.
Chapter X, page 112 and 13. A T. Wilson Messy would like us to make this announcement at this time. This proportion of the Bob and Ray Show is more than available for sponsorship. Please contact T. Wilson Messy at Hatch House, Hatch House, New York 6. Now then, our guest tonight, if we have, do we have time?
I don't think we do, Ray. I wonder if we could have
Plummer?
Mr. Leo Plummer stay over.
Yes? Could you stay over, sir?
Stay over where?
Stay over. Well, we don't have room at the Bob and Ray Hotel. We have a convention in here. Cable overhaulers are here in convention. But I wonder, maybe if we call around, we could find you a spot over at the Y.
Well, I'd be happy to stay over, except they were expecting me home. I wonder if I could phone and see if it would be all right.
The charges, it would be all right with us. So we'd rather not pay you.
I'll do that. Shall I leave my handwriting charts here, or...
Is that what you do?
I take them?
You're a handwriting expert?
Yes.
Gee, I don't know whether it'd be worth it having you stay over. Are you dull at all, sir? Or can you carry on a bright, interesting interview?
I've given lectures before quite a few different groups.
Well, I know. I'll turn over the audience.
Garden clubs, things like that.
It doesn't sound too good. Audience, what do you think? Should we invite this this fink back for tomorrow night or what? I mean, he looks real square to me.
I, for one, wouldn't care about listening to him.
He looks to me like a real dullard, an adult.
Well, he does to us, too, audience. And I think, Mr. Plummer, that would mean that you can take your charts
and kind of breathe the scene, you know? Flake off.
You mean you want me to blow town?
Right. Say, friends, we'll have our beloved sign-off for you in just 10 seconds. Now, here it is, our beloved sign-off. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Here, Agnes Moorehead's 8th thrilling suspense revival of Sorry Wrong Number, Sunday on the CBS Radio Network.
74 and more. That's how many different programs KCBS Radio offers you through the day and through the week. How many have you listened to recently? Have you heard the news? News on 74 is total news, meaning it's presented often on many extensions.